Good morning, Jackie V. People in the West emphasize the conscious, meaning that we train ourselves, learn ourselves in order to sharpen our thinking mind. Okay, that's what education, all the training in the our human realm is about, to sharpen our thinking, our mental processes. The Asians are just different. The Asian philosophy emphasizes more on the subconscious. Okay, they value the subconscious over the conscious. That's the difference between Eastern and Western philosophy. What do we do when we know more? Our conscious mind serves us better. Then we tend to discriminate more. We tend to differentiate. We tend to compare. And worse yet, we tend to worry. Am I correct? You spend your life, as soon as you open your eyes, you're always comparing, aren't you? You're always assessing, you're always analyzing, okay? So your mind is always working, whereas, and on top of it, you always worry about not getting what you want, okay? That characterizes the nature of our existence. We discriminate and we worry, okay? Whereas the Asians, a lot of Asians like myself, we get in touch with the Western culture and we become enamored with it because we see results. You see, when your mind is sharper, when you know more, you are you're better off, aren't you, materially. You're better off financially, you're better off recognition-wise. Whereas the Asians, the more they're aware of the subconscious, the more what happens? Many Asians here today, what happens to the Asians when, in Asian culture, when you put more emphasis on the subconscious, you think? Anyone? Okay, no one is with me yet, so, yes?
Can you reiterate your questions one more time?
The subconscious is that the awareness that you have that doesn't require thinking, doesn't require processing. Call it your intuition, female intuition, you will. I apologize for jumping. Too many steps, okay? The subconscious is the word says, is below the consciousness, meaning that it's a process that goes on, a mental process that gives you awareness without going through the conscious processing, okay? Does it help? Are we on the same page now? Oh, okay, very good. I apologize. I'm still struggling with my consciousness. Yes? So can you think of something that's at the subconscious level versus conscious level? Okay. What is subconscious to you? What's subconscious? I tell you, subconscious right now, for most of you, is your intuition, right? Suddenly, you just know of something. You just know that she likes you, okay? And then, as soon as you know, you look at her face and say, oh, I know, that's right, because she's smiling at me, right? But that knowing, that awareness happened before any justification. There's no deduction there before you arrive at the conclusion. Am I making sense to you? That's called subconscious. That is the intuition. Call it female intuition or male intuition, you will. Okay? And a lot of people, believe it or not, I've talked to a lot of salespeople, a lot of people who are engaged in salesmanship. The better salesmen are the ones who rely on their subconscious. They could tell when it's time to move in for the kill, when it's time to sell, when it's time to quit and not invest more time into the sales process. So they depend a lot on the subconscious in order for them to decide, okay? Or you talk to the women, for example, is well known in our literature. The women have this female intuition where they can tell they are a lot better at this female intuition than men. Because men depend more on the consciousness, depend more on the processing, depend more on logic, okay? But women depend more on intuition, okay? You just know that this man is safe, right? Your awareness about safety is a lot stronger than men, by the way, right? You feel the threat, the danger, a lot more accurately than men. Okay? We agree on that. Yes or no? No? Oh well, let's change topic. You're yes? It's a very important process. Why is that? This is the process, by the way, that women depend on to pick a mate. Yes or no? I'm not a woman, so I'm going out of my on a limb, okay? Please correct me and set me right, otherwise the rest of the world will be in trouble. The rest of meditation world will be in trouble. Okay? Because this process here, what amazes me though, is that the men depend on their logic, on the conscious thinking to build the world. Okay, we build it, we use it to justify it, to go about working. But the women role is very important. They are primarily responsible for the propagation of the species. Don't you wonder, why is that we produce such bright males that can build the world? Where does it come from? Because of female intuition. Think about it. Yes or no? I know I'm lauding, tomorrow is Mother's Day, so that's why I'm kissing up to the women today. Okay? But think about it. One of the most important results of their work is based on intuition. Okay? So you must have, you see, life has to be a balance, a combination between the conscious and the subconscious. Have you ever wondered why is that they depend more on intuition and we depend less on intuition and more on logic, on the conscious mind? Because it's necessary. You see? Yeah. So what happens is that I, as an Asian, when in Asian culture, we always value more, we place more emphasis on the subconscious. But the subconscious is a very difficult thing to train. Okay? It just, you have what you don't. You have to use it. You have to feel the need to use it. They have the need. We don't. The men don't. Are we in agreement? Because the female, there's no concrete data of them to use in order to make decisions the way we do, because they are responsible for things that are different from ours. Ours more concrete. When we do things, we see results. Okay? When they do things, they don't see results until 18, 20 years later, whether it works or not. Okay, it's funny, in the Vietnamese, there used to be a lady who, very bright, very educated, very sharp, very wise. And she says, and the Asians, they have this belief in destiny. So that she says, I'm supposed to be mother of the emperor. So what does she do? She goes around and picks a husband. You see, she looks at men everywhere she went. She traveled, and she looked at men and said, "Ah, there you go." She found one, and she says she proposed to marry him. Believe it or not, this is very unusual for a Vietnamese ladies back then. You wait until the men approach you. You don't approach men and say, "Hey, let's get married. Let's have sex." I mean, practically, okay. And so she got married, and then she gave birth to a boy. And she says, "My boy will become the emperor, the king of Vietnam." So she had to wait and wait, and years later she realized, oops, it's no good. So she divorced her husband, she found another husband, and she married the next husband and says, my last son, he's gonna be king of Vietnam. I made a mistake. I missed this element, okay? So she married another man. They said, this time I'm going to be right. And guess what? Years later, she says, oops, I missed again. Okay? And it turns out her two boys are two of the wisest men in the Vietnamese history. They're not kings, but like they are like the prime ministers and stuff like that. Okay? So, Trang Tinh với Trang Nguyên. Yeah. And that's the story. It is a true story. That lady wanted to produce the king. It's one of her life work, I guess. Okay. So the point here is that there are things in life where you don't have enough data, and sometimes you have to depend on your intuition. Okay. And what is that intuition? Let me tell you. Okay? The intuition that women depend on, okay, works because it's a chan process. Believe it or not. What is it? This is why we're practicing chan, we're practicing meditation. Practicing meditation in order to reduce our conscious thinking. Okay, our mental processing are inaccurate at best. It's useful, but it's inaccurate. is not as accurate as the subconscious level. Agree, disagree? And women, see, it's worked so far. Happy Mother's Day, ladies, by the way, just in case I forget. Okay? The meditation process is a systematic procedure, systematic method for you to increase the accuracy of your judgment by reducing your conscious thinking. Why is that? Why is that? Yes.
If you rely on your subconscious mind, you eliminate all the other unnecessary thoughts in your mind, which probably came from many different reasons, like for your own benefits, or because you're angry at that person, or you like that person, you don't like that person. There's many thoughts brought out because...
Correct. What happened is that first of all, you have an overload of data right now, aren't you? We're bombarded with too much information. How do you process it? We don't, you know, it's just too much information that we cannot possibly process them all. Agree? Okay, it's just too much information. So mentally, we're coming to whoever you are, you're always coming, you are facing a wall of the limitation of your mental processing. You cannot do more than that. The information is a lot more you can process. Agree? Okay? It's just information from online, from the radio, from the TV, from your friends, from everywhere that's bombarding you right now. And you cannot process them all. Impossible. It's impossible. So what happens is you have to selectively choose. Okay? All right? How do you know which one you're choosing? You don't. Right? You rely on experience. Experience is limited. Right? So your accuracy is limited by your own experience, by your own exposure. Whereas if the subconscious, it can go through this vast amount of information and says, okay, this, that's it. That's all I have. Okay? And that's in Buddhism, in Chan, in meditation, that's called wisdom. You're able to pick the essential and drop the unessential. Whereas the conscious mind hoards. You see, it says, I want more and more and more and more. Okay? The subconscious says, I only want what's important to me. That's why the subconscious is superior to the conscious, like it or not. The problem with women is that when the children, the boys and the girls, when they're younger, the subconscious is very, very accurate, okay? And we adults influence them and says, you know, you need to train your mind, okay? And we intentionally reduce the accuracy of their intuition. See, that boy there, for example, used to be very accurate. He's not that accurate anymore. He could walk into a room and look at me and says, in what kind of mood I am, whether I like him, I'm receptive to him or not. If I'm not receptive to him, he walks away, he ignores me. When I was receptive to him, this is about last year, when I was receptive to him, he would come to me and talk to me, okay? When I was in not a good mood, he ignores me. Think about it. You save a lot of time. not talk to someone who dislikes you, who's unreceptive to you. He used to be able to do that. Now he's not able to do that anymore. Now his mind becomes full of himself, just like you. Okay? It's because as you become more aware of input of data, the more you grab at them, the more you want. You feel you need to process them. Whereas when you don't, you ignore everything, you relax, then you pick what you need naturally. Am I making sense to you, Mireya? Mireya? Huh? That's one reason is that certain the ability, the wisdom is the ability to pick what's important. Number two, the nature of wisdom is that you don't waste your strength. Okay? Why do you have a constantly process? Why do you say you are better than the next one? Okay? This teacher knows more than the next. Okay? You're always doing comparison. You're always discriminating. Okay? For what purpose? I ask you. When you open your eyes and say, you discriminate, you say, this is more pleasant than the other. This I like better than the other. Okay? This looks better. Looks better. Okay? What for? What's the purpose? The point I'm trying to tell you, a little bit difficult to explain to you, we're wasting a lot of energy on doing things that are not necessary. All this processing, all this discrimination is not necessary. Think about it. Why do you need to discriminate? It's there. I give you an example, concrete for you. People are cooking lunch for us right now. Okay? Whether we discriminate, oh, I don't like it, it's a Asian flavor versus Western flavor versus Italian flavor versus Mexican flavor. What difference does it make? It's being cooked anyway, right? You go there, you're going to eat it anyway. So why do you bother discriminating? Is it necessary? Think about it. This is what we do. We are constantly evaluating. What for? Why can't we evaluate only when we need to? Shouldn't we? We prize ourselves. We see smart people, successful people. I see as they call themselves successful because they're able to evaluate very quickly. You see very quickly and decide what's good for them. Right? What's better? But the constant evaluation creates heat in your engine. It slows you down. So when you need to evaluate the most important issue, your engine's overheating. You can't process it anymore. You see? So that life has to be a balance between knowing when to process and when not to process. Do we agree on that? Any questions or comments about this? Why do you have to worry all the time? I ask you. Why? Yes?
Sometimes because you want more, sometimes it's like greed, or sometimes you worry about other people, you know, how they think about you.
Mm-hmm. That's greed as well. Yeah. The two things, greed and habit energy. Okay? You get used to it. You get up in the morning, what do? You worry. Don't you? Mm-hmm. Huh? You worry about your job. You worry, oh my God, another day, how depressing. Huh? I have so much work. Does it help when you worry like that? How does it help? Does it, yes, sir. Oops, you raise your hand. How does it help when you worry? And this boy has no worries, trust me. All he thinks about is whether he's going to have fun, where he's going to look for his fun, where is fun coming from next. Okay? How does it help? Ask yourself, have you asked yourself why? How does it help when we worry? Yeah? Yeah? Yes? How does it help? Two reasons. Remember, it's two reasons. Greed. You're greedy. And you do it because of force of habit. You cannot stop thinking. You cannot stop worrying. That's what in Buddhism we call suffering. Suffering. It's called suffering. Okay? Like it or not, it is suffering. Why do you have to live like that? Have you asked yourself? It's because you're human, therefore you're superior, therefore you're supposed to suffer? We're thinking animals, the Westerners might say. We're thinking animals, we're superior thinking beings. But we don't realize it's force of habit. We cannot stop thinking and we cannot stop worrying, can we? Okay? There is no need to call the superior inferior. Okay? The Buddha, which we will celebrate a birthday tomorrow, is very accurate. He says it's suffering. It's pure suffering. Why do we have to subject ourselves to that? Does it make any sense? Questions? Comments? So the more you acquire knowledge, the more mental processing you do, the more you worry. So what's the point? Acquiring more knowledge. The more money you have, the more worries you have. The bigger the house you have, the more work you have to fix. The bigger temple, the more gates you have to do. And the more sewer pipes I need to fix. You know, geez, it's nonstop. Yes.
But isn't that also worse than karma? The same type of situation happens to a totally reverse situation. Somebody who's really poor, really
yes.
sick.
Yes.
They will worry.
Yes.
They worry what to eat, like this, you know, lunch today or dinner.
Yes. Yes, the reverse is equally bad. Worse, you might say. So that's why it's called the middle way. We need to have somewhere strike a balance between that. Okay? Enough worries and not too many. Okay? We have enough to eat, but not too much because it's not good. Okay? And you know, you need to have a balance somewhere, okay? For us normal people, we're talking about normal people, okay? You're not talking about, you know, about the sages where they're different plane. We're not talking about that. But for us, before we get to the plane where they actually have normal conscious processing, okay? There's a way to get there. Okay? That's practical. what's real. Because ultimately, when you think about it, ultimately, if you stop all the conscious processing, all the mental processing, then you depend on the subconscious only, okay? Your intuition only, you will. That is, in Buddhism, it's called, in Chinese, it's called wisdom, true wisdom. You only do so much. You only do exactly what you need to do, and that's it. Okay? I have a little story to tell you. There's a middle-aged man who all of a sudden lost all his memory. Okay? He doesn't remember what happened in the past. If he does something today, he'll forget it by the end of the day. Okay? He goes out of the house and he forgets to walk. He stays in the house and he forgets to sit down. He forgets about everything. Okay? So understandably, the wife is worried. Okay? So she, this has happened in Vietnam, not in Vietnam, in Asia, of course. This is in China. The Vietnamese are innocent in this story. And this happened in China. So the wife, typical of the Chinese, the wife would consult the soothsayers, the fortune tellers. The fortune tellers have no clue. She consulted the Tai Fu, the herbal medicine doctors. They didn't know what to do, what the real problem is. And they gave her medication, took medication, nothing worked, okay? So, and it's getting worse and worse. The guy is just like, you know, no memory. He doesn't remember anything at all, okay? So one day, he became a very famous case. So one day, a man came and says, let me see what I can do. And the wife says, you know, we're not poor. And if you can help my husband, I will give you half of my fortune. So yeah, as you can tell, a lot of people tried. So this man came, he says, okay, I can tell that it's no rhyme or reason with this. It's no known, nothing known. So let me try this. Will you try everything else? Let me try looking into the spiritual, the mental. See, you exhausted all the medicinal and the physical already. Let's try the metaphysics. Let me look into his mind. What we do, what we can do. Okay? So what did he do? This is a very clever old man. He says, so he conducted, he tried a few things. He put the man, that forgetful man, into a dark room. Put him in a room, very dark. Guess what happened? He says, is there any light? I can't see anything. Okay, so the old man gave him some lights. And then that's all. And pretty soon the man says, I'm kind of hungry. Can you give me something to eat? And the old man said, okay, so give me some food. And then pretty soon the night came. And the temperature drops, so it gets pretty cold at night in China. So the man says, taps on the door and says, hey, give me some blankets. I'm cold here. So the old man, she told the man's wife, he says, you see, it seems to be working. We have some, you know, it looking pretty good now. His memory is coming back. So he says, I'm going to require to be alone with your husband for 7 days. Okay? Chinese medicine, 7 days is magical. Okay? 7 days, but no one can be here, just me and your husband. No one can see me. This is my trade secret. I cannot tell you, okay, what I do. So After 7 days, guess what? The husband came back and remembered, hey, you my wife, you my son. Okay? His memory came back. Ah, and guess what happened? What's the first thing that happened? After you recover your memory, you think? Any guess? You are cheating. It doesn't count. Okay. The man immediately lost his temper. He started yelling at his wife, scolding his sons, okay, and took a broom and chased the old man out of the house. So the wife said, why are you so ungrateful? We helped you. He helped you. The old man helped you. He says, you really think so? No way. Before, I didn't remember a thing. I had no worries. I didn't have to worry about black and white. I don't have to worry about success or failure. I don't have to worry about you. I don't have to worry about anything. Now my head is full of thoughts of good and bad, of loss and profit, okay? Of liking, disliking, love and hate. Oh my God, when I'm going to be able to have peace of mind again. You see, that's human existence. And that's why you need to meditate. Meditation is a systematic process that helps you reduce your thinking, okay? So that your true wisdom, your true knowledge comes forth. That subconscious, the women, that your children are very good at, very, 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 very accurate in them, okay? Very sharp in them, is because they don't do as much mental processing as we do. We corrupt them. We corrupt the children in particular. We teach them to think. When we teach them, worse yet, we teach them to depend on the thinking at the expense of their intuition. And they become slaves of their knowledge, of their thinking. Think about it. I mean, don't think about it. You see? And now you become adults. And guess what? You realize you think too much. And then what do you need to do? Reduce your thinking. You're going back to a child state where you actually suspend your thinking. And that's called meditation. You see? So meditation is the only thing you can do for yourself to get you out of this mess. Really, I'm serious. Okay? The only way, the reason that they used to be, have this kind of special knowledge that's critical for them, you know, the boy was important to him that what's critical for him is that people like him or dislike him. Therefore, he developed the ability to sense people liking, disliking him very quickly. Okay? Women have this female intuition where they're keen on safety. Am I correct? That's why you sense danger a lot quicker than men, especially from men. Danger from men, they're very good at that. We don't have a sense any danger from women, do we? Because they're weak. What can they do to us? There's no need. Whereas women... So my point is that the subconscious only operates when there's real need, number one. You see that? Do you have a need for it? Number two, it only operates when you are able to suppress your conscious thinking. The way he's corrupted right now, he's very inaccurate right now because he's thinking too much. He has no more need, okay? And he believes in thinking now, because his teacher told him to think, taught him how to think. So there should be a balance, you see. You need to learn to meditate, learn to suspend your conscious thinking, so that at times you're able to say, okay, what does my intuition tell me? That is more accurate at those times. It's hard, a lot faster. It's no mental processing. It's just boom, you say, okay, let's do it this way. Let's go this way. Let's wait. Okay? Questions or comments? So in conclusion for today, thinking is overrated. I prized myself, I went for this Western, I always been enamored with the Western education, because we see concrete results. Okay? And you go through your life doing things, and you justify why you should, instead of knowing what's the right thing to do. Questions? Now what happens in the practice of meditation is that when you have a problem, okay? You have a problem, serious problem, okay? Naturally you go through the analysis, the discrimination, you analyze it, okay? And you research and you think about it and you ponder about it. Okay, that's very good. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Don't do anything until after you meditate. Don't make any decision. Because after you process all, you do all that mental processing and you sit down and meditate. That's what I do. Sit down, meditate. The meditation enables you to pick the right decision. It tells you. Okay? What is that process called? This is a meditation class, so I can't leave you without telling you, you know, giving you some tips. It's called contemplation. I'm telling you a very important tip that you can use. If that will get better, this thing will, this tool here, this skill will get better, will be more useful the more skill you are at contemplation, at meditation. It's called contemplation. What is contemplation? Guan. Guan. The Chinese called Guan. Okay? Guan. What is that?
Light.
Hmm? No. What is it?
Reflection. Self-reflection.
Self-reflection? Not quite. This is the most misunderstood term in meditation. People will always say, all the people who meditate, they tell you, I guan, I contemplate, I guan, wo guan, took a suji, I contemplate this problem. And what is it? Hmm? Excellent. This woman here, this lady knows meditation. Okay. Guan contemplation is no thinking. You don't sit there and think. The thinking is before that. Is it clear? You research, you read, you ask people. You calculate numbers, okay? You calculate all the things. But When you contemplate, what do? You sit there in meditation and you just concentrate on that thing. You say, there's a problem. You just think about that problem. That's what you do. Okay? Think about it. No more processing. So you concentrate on the problem, the issue. That's what you do. And when you do that, and at some point in time you become single-minded, okay? Then the solution comes to you. When you become single-minded, that's when you stop thinking. You stop thinking, that's when you see the subconscious emerges and it picks the right solution for you. Questions? Don't think about it. Just know about it. Next time, try it. That's all you do. It works for you, doesn't it? You just know it's the right thing to do. It's time to go to the temple. It's time not to go to the temple, right? Let's go contemplation. Just focus on the issue. Should I, should not? Okay? I have this problem. I can't fix. Just think about it. This is my problem. That's all you do. And don't think. Just concentrate on that. Okay? Concentrate on the problem you have. That's all you do. This is my problem. And the solution will come to you naturally. Could be as mundane as, you know what? You look there and you say, should I buy this cupcake or not? Yes. Yes and no comes to you immediately. Okay? Should I turn right or turn left? That's how you can train yourself. You can test yourself. Okay? On the bigger issues, the more important issues, I would trust. I would do the research first. I would do the analysis first. Okay? Okay? And don't do anything. And then meditate. That's why the common wisdom says, sleep on the problem. Know that? You realize how often we men, after we sleep on the problem, in the morning we wake up and say, oh, well, that's it. We need to do this. This is the best way. How often does it happen to you? It happened to me a lot. Okay? Sleep on it. So the Chan motto is meditate on it. You don't need to sleep. You can meditate on it. There's some people who learn meditation for a long, long time. No one ever taught them that. Never understood that. That's because you're still thinking when you meditate. You haven't stopped thinking yet. Meditation is supposed to help you stop thinking. Then you see more clearly. You become more efficient. If you go to meditation and expect to think, to know more, meditation is to drop, to let go of all your knowledge even. All that knowledge is only words. It's like a dictionary. It cannot fix what the ailment is. When you sit, you cannot take a concoction of all the medicine, all the pills, it will kill you. You're going to take the right ones. That's why meditation enables you. When you sit there, and there's a problem arising, oh my God, I have this problem, drop it. Drop, keep on dropping, not hoarding. You still don't understand. It's a fascinating process where you sit there and you drop things. It's a struggle. You have a meditation topic and false thought arises to distract you from that process. You say, drop it. That's that process. Still don't understand. Same thing. You have this problem. I have this problem. How do I fix it? Okay? You think about it already. When you meditate, you only look at the problem. You don't think anymore. You say, here's my problem. Here's my problem. And when you become single-minded and you stop thinking, boom, the solution comes. You just know, that's it. Just like they know, just like the children know, without thinking. Okay. Any questions?
Yes. Thầy có các cái kinh nghiệm như thầy mới nói hồi năm 83 thôi. Còn lại những người thợ máy mà khoảng ông này khoảng 14-15 năm kinh nghiệm thì cái máy hư, ông mới sửa không được. Đã bọt hai cái vòng sửa không được. Ông bật con đi về. Thì con thợ cũ thôi nhưng mà con cũng sửa không được mà mình nhìn càng thấy ghế càng nhức đầu. Thì con chỉ nhìn nó giống như con nít mà giống người gỗ mà nhìn vậy thôi. Nhìn một hồi mình stop thinking, mình cứ nhìn và rồi môi lúc sau nó bùng lên biết là có sao mày chết rồi, sao mày làm được. Sau 15 năm tôi làm được, sao mày làm được. Nó không biết mà tôi chỉ nhìn vậy thôi. Bùng lên cái tự nhiên biết là.
So he says he can relate to a personal experience. Back in Vietnam, he was an assistant mechanic to the mechanic has a 15-year experience. Once they have a problem, the chief mechanic couldn't fix it. And he worked on it, he tried everything he knew. He couldn't fix it. So he gave up, the chief mechanic gave up in disgust. He being the apprentice mechanic, couldn't even fix it himself. But after the chief mechanic left, he sat there and tried and tried. He couldn't fix it, of course. Then what did he do? He just looked at the problem. And all of a sudden, he knew what the problem was. And he knew how to fix it. So the following day, the chief mechanic came back and discovered that the problem was not fixed. He asked him, what did you do? He says, oh, I don't know. Okay? Called it luck. But that's meditation right there. It's just the subconscious is able to see what the problem is. You know, by the way, this is what the researchers, mathematicians. I know, for example, one mathematician who solved a problem that his teacher has been stuck on for 40 years. Couldn't fix it, couldn't have solved the problem. And it's no rhyme or reason. He just saw the solution. Solved the solution. No different than like the sculptor. You know, the guy who sculpted the Statue of David, what's it that name again? I forgot. Michelangelo? Okay, thank you. See, you know, my memory is becoming as bad as that old man. What did he say? He says, I look at this block of marble, I just saw David. So I just follow my vision. It's no conscious thinking. That's how he produced the statue of David. By following whatever he saw in his mind. But not thinking. See that? Very little thinking, of course. He saw that and he has to has to decide what to chip and how hard to chip and so on. Okay? So that's the balance right there. Okay? Try that. I think this is something that you can look forward to with the more skill you become in meditation, the stronger your intuition, the more accurate your intuition will become, much more than the children, I assure you. Because the children is very limited, like women are limited because they only have certain needs that's so overwhelming to them. Whereas meditation transcends that. Meditation is about concentration, about being single-minded. Then you get your solution. Okay? Just look. Just keep on looking at it. Keep on looking and looking and looking and looking and not thinking. See? That's exactly what he went through, exactly described the process. You research, you analyze, you think about it. Okay? Then you stop thinking about it. Okay? And you only look. That's the process. The people who are more skilled in meditation, they're better at it, okay? They can do it just like that. They can see a solution. Okay? So there's a wide range of skill levels. And each problem is different, by the way. Even though skilled people are skilled, there's some problems they can't fix. They can't see. Okay? Anyway. All right. We stop here today. Thank you for coming. We invite you all to lunch.